and another investigation that might conceivably be related to September 11th, or might be completely unrelated. In Memphis, Tennessee, a woman named Catherine Smith was on the way to a federal hearing concerning her indictment for conspiracy, but she died and may have been murdered before she could get there. Reporter Eric Lischblau of the Los Angeles Times has been following this story from Washington. Eric Lischblau, first remind us, what was Catherine Smith indicted for conspiracy about?
Well, she was charged along with five Middle Eastern men with having engaged in a scheme to provide bogus driver's licenses, Tennessee driver's licenses, to these five men. She actually worked for the state of Tennessee as a driver's license examiner and supposedly was cooking up these driver's licenses to get in the hands of these men.
And how did she die?
Well, she died. Exactly how she died is still sort of a mystery, but she was found dead in her car just after midnight, early Sunday morning, Saturday night, early Sunday morning, in a rural highway south of Memphis. And witnesses said they saw a fire in the car before it hit a light pole, which has aroused the suspicions of investigators. They now believe that this was no accident, that either she was killed or the possibility that she may have killed herself. They haven't ruled conclusively one way or another, but the evidence seems to be pointing towards a homicide.
Now, her case involved fake driver's licenses or driver's licenses issued without good reason. It involved some Middle Eastern men. Is that the extent that authorities see as any possible link to September 11th?
Well, they've got a few more suspicions than that to go on. They also point to the fact that one of the men charged with her actually drove from New York City to Memphis on September 11th, and a second man had a temporary pass to the World Trade Center that was dated the week before. Could be just pure coincidence, or there could be something more to it, and the FBI in Memphis is looking at that. They've actually told a judge already that they think there may be connections to terrorism involving these five men. Of course, the defense attorneys say the only reason they're even making that charge is that they're Middle Eastern.
But these men are in detention now.
Yes, all five are in custody.
And Ms. Smith's connection to all of this, what do we think?
Well, aside from the fact that she was the one allegedly providing the bogus licenses, nothing else has come up about her past providing any links.
There was a fire in the car, in her car, I gather, that went off the road.
Right, and they found gasoline on her clothing, indicating that she had been doused with gasoline and that there was gas in other parts of the inside of the car, but the fuel tank had not exploded, which would have been the most likely explanation for why the car caught fire and why the fire spread so quickly. But the fact that the fuel tank was still intact and that the car had suffered only minor damage upon impact with a light pole that it hit really aroused the suspicions of investigators and led them down the road towards a possible homicide or something other than an accident.
Have her co-defendants, the men who were supposed to get the driver's licenses, have they actually appeared in court for hearing?
Yes, they all have at one point. The other day, three of them did, and their attorneys made the point that, hey, our guys were in custody. They couldn't have had anything to do with this.
Eric Lischblau, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Reporter Eric Lischblau of the Los Angeles Times.